If there's probing, I'm out. The blue-faced woman crossed her arms and scowled at her tentacled companion. His violet appendages quivered. How many times do I have to tell you? It's just panels and funnel cakes and fun. I approached the oval-shaped table and clutched the pitcher of OJ closer to my chest. Is there anything else I can get you? I smiled and hoped for a negative answer. Late summer sun streamed across the hardwood floor. It glinted off the metal lids of the chafing dishes on the sideboard covered in a white cloth. The rooms at my B&B, Wits End, were cozy comfortable, but it was the breakfasts that got the rave reviews. The mixed bunch of UFO enthusiasts shook their heads and mumbled no's. Two Mulder and Scully wannabes steadily shoveled eggs and waffles into their mouths. Around the breakfast table, other guests chattered excitedly. Blue curtains fluttered in the open windows. A breeze carrying the scent of pine and roses mingled with the heady scents of bacon and pecan waffles. I set the juice on the table, backed out of my breakfast room, and stepped on a booted foot.
Oof! Hey, big shot, watch it! Sue?
Dixie crossed her arms over her army green tank top. My young cousin had gone for the Cleopatra look today, thick coal making her green eyes gleam. I grinned. Nice hair. Dixie tugged on a lock of tousled black hair tipped electric blue.
Violet was so 10 minutes ago.
And I suddenly felt unhip, out of touch, when I was barely 30. Dixie had that effect on me. A collar jingled. The beagle I'd inherited, Bailey, made his way down the stairs to sit at Dixie's feet. He cast a hopeful gaze my way, and I bent to scratch behind his ears. His tail thumped the faux Persian rug. Colorful trapezoids of light from the stained glass above the door cast dizzying patterns on the carpet.
I thought you'd be off to your dumb festival by now, Dixie said, and followed me through the swinging door into the kitchen.
She slouched against the butcher block counter and jammed her hands into the pockets of her cargo shorts.
Soon, I smiled modestly.
It wasn't really my UFO festival, but I had spearheaded bringing it to Doyle. My stomach twisted with nervous excitement. The extra-normal festival started today and would fill my B&B to capacity. It would bring more tourist dollars to our small mountain town.
She shrugged. Whatever. I'm holding you responsible.
Ha. Dixie was clearly a teensy bit jealous about my new VIP status in the UFO community. My cousin obsessed over all things UFO, but she'd been decidedly cool on the extra-normal festival.
Holding me responsible? I asked. What's that supposed to mean?
Reaching past an aloe plant, I grabbed a box of treats from a thick, plain wood shelf and tossed one to Bailey. My late grandmother had left most of the old Victorian as-is. But before she'd died, she'd modernized the kitchen. White subway tiles lined the walls. A ceiling fan helped push the warm air coming through the open windows and screen door to the porch.
You're concentrating all the UFO hacks and nut jobs in one place. Here, in Doyle. It's a bad move.
I tugged at my blue-flowered blouse.
They're not hacks or nut...
The swinging door edged open. An alien in green face paint and silver lame stuck his head through the open doorway.
Where's the Bodie's breakfast?
I pointed over his antenna. Octagonal room on the other side of the hall.
Thanks.
He disappeared behind the door.
Bodie's?
Dixie asked archly. It's the only constellation that starts with B. I tightened my ponytail. It's not easy coming up with astronomical alliterations.
Nothing good can come from this festival,